CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ukraine's president stops by the White House later today.
It will be Volodymyr Zelensky's first visit to Washington since his surprise address to Congress at the end of last year. At that time, there was strong U.S. support for helping Ukraine defend itself against Russia's invasion. But now, there's partisan bickering over approving new assistance. President Biden will host Ukraine's leader for talks in the Oval Office and is sure to renew his request for billions more in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
While in Ukraine, the war grinds on.
In the city of Cherkasy, rescue workers scour the rubble of a destroyed building. They manage to pull an injured man from under the debris and carry him on a stretcher to safety. The countrywide barrage coincided with the United Nations General Assembly summit in New York. At the summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered a speech in which he presented a Ukrainian peace formula. I'm Karen Chamas.
Working into the night, House Republican leaders have crafted a stopgap spending bill, extending government funding for 1 month beyond the September 30th deadline for a partial government shutdown.
I think we're making some progress. We made some progress last night. Look, it's not September 30th. The game is not over, so we continue to work through it. And I've been at this place many times before, and we're going to solve this problem.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the stopgap bill would trim spending by roughly $130 billion. It would not reduce spending on the military, Veterans Affairs, or Homeland Security. A test vote on the measure expected later today. Looks like we're headed for a lower open this morning on Wall Street. Stock futures deep in the red. Dow futures down 214 points. And NASDAQ futures off 195 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our compact everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Addressing the French Parliament, King Charles applauding what he calls the indispensable relationship between France and Britain.
This was the first time in history a British monarch has addressed members of the two houses of the French Parliament assembled in the Senate chamber. The King used the occasion to plead for a renewal of the alliance between the two countries, which he said was more important than ever in view of the threat to European security in Ukraine, and because of what he called the most existential challenge of all, that of global warming and the catastrophic destruction of nature. Let us renew the entente cordiale, he said, and make it an entente for sustainability.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. The Bank of England has paused nearly 2 years of interest rate increases after a surprising fall in UK inflation eased concerns about the pace of price rises. The central bank keeping its main interest rate unchanged, 15-year high of 5.25%. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Food and Drug Administration demands additional research before deciding the fate of something that's designed to treat serious allergies.
4 months ago, an FDA advisory committee recommended approval of a nasal spray device from ARS Pharmaceuticals dubbed Neffy. Now, the agency wants another study on repeat doses of epinephrine, a drug that halts potentially life-threatening reactions using the device compared with injections. If approved, Neffy would be the first alternative to injections using devices like EpiPen, altering treatment for as many as 45 million Americans. Advocates for people with allergies say they were frustrated by the FDA's request for more research. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A coalition of 25 governors and the Biden administration set to announce a pledge to quadruple the number of heat pumps in America's homes by the year 2030, an announcement expected later today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost.
Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. An expected outcome at the Capitol.
Republican legislative leaders in the state Senate and Assembly gaveled in and out on Wednesday after signaling they'd take no action on a special session from Democratic Governor Tony Evers almost as soon as he called it more than a month ago. Evers wanted lawmakers to take up a billion-dollar workforce development package, including $365 million to support hard-pressed child care providers. In a statement, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu faulted Evers for twice vetoing a bill that would have imposed work search requirements on welfare recipients. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The jury could decide the case against Zachary Robbins later today.
Both the prosecution and defense rested their case on Wednesday, and shortly before 3 p.m., the judge adjourned the proceedings, instructing the jury to return this morning to prepare for deliberations. The 28-year-old is accused of touching two students inappropriately while he was working as a sub in the Wausau School District back in 2019. One student says he touched her through a hole in the back of her top. The other says he touched her on the bottom. Robin's defense team did make two requests to have the case dismissed. Both were rejected by the judge. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Milwaukee's mayor is seeking a full term in office. Cavalier Johnson announced Wednesday he'll be running for re-election in 2024. Johnson became the city's mayor in 2022. Johnson's currently serving the remainder of the term of former Mayor Tom Barrett, who stepped away from the office to become U.S. Ambassador to Luxembourg. Johnson's re-election announcement comes a day after he unveiled his nearly $2 billion city budget, which proposes no service cuts for the first time in years. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's 4 a.m., Monday. And you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Yes.
A Sheboygan woman is dead after her truck crashed into Lake Michigan Wednesday. Witnesses told the Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office the truck left the road, went off a cliff, ended up in the water in the town of Sheboygan. 56-year-old woman who was the lone occupant of the truck was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities are investigating the crash. And a gun violence prevention day of action at the Capitol today. Heidi Johnson is with WAVE. That's a statewide organization dedicated to preventing gun violence deaths and injuries.
Gun violence is a huge problem in our state, and Wisconsinites are tired of this violence. Wisconsinites want change. Wisconsinites understand that we know solutions that work when it comes to gun violence, and those solutions are very, very popular.
Advocates will be urging lawmakers to act on stronger gun laws, including expanded background checks for gun purchases. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Let's take a look at the Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, Friday the 22nd. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. Now, Friday, tomorrow, they'll be serving up the Salisbury steak. They've got mashed potatoes, gravy, sliced carrots, and fresh fruit. Your locations, Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Kennan, and Brentwood. Call for more information if you're hearing about this for the first time. And to order your meal ahead of time, Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158. Get ready. It's coming this Saturday, September 23rd, the St. Anthony's Fall Festival with great activities planned. Starting at 2 p.m. Saturday, it's bingo at the Padua Center. Then Mass at 4:30 with the guitar choir after Mass. Enjoy dinner and the pie auction. If you're interested in helping with the event or baking a pie, please contact Joan Page at the church office. Everyone is invited to come out and enjoy the St. Anthony's Fall Festival this Saturday, taking place at 276 5th Avenue South in Park Falls.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, look for sunny to partly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 70s. Wednesday, light and variable. For tonight, clear and calm, low 50s. For Friday, a slight chance for an afternoon shower or thundershower, otherwise partly cloudy, up to 76. Saturday, chance for some widely scattered showers and storms there, a high of 72 degrees. And for Sunday, still that chance for rain, a cooler high of 66. Monday, still a chance for showers, 67. And for Tuesday, up to 68 degrees. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 51.
Panasia Oino Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods and specialty items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan-set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa, available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite lunch and meat snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oino Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcome NEB and Food Share customers.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-489-7733. That's 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Good news for public lands advocates. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced last week that it has acquired more than 1,800 acres for future wildlife habitat and recreation in Jefferson County. More details when we return, but first...
Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life. And by everything, we mean top products by your favorite brands. From Blackstone to Blue Buffalo, Carhartt to Cooper, Milwaukee to Muddy, Scott's to Science Diet, DeWalt, Levi's, Purina, Husqvarna, Goodyear, Rapala, Vortex, whoo, and a whole lot more. In-store or online, check out all the brands Fleet Farm carries to help make your everyday life better.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR last week announced the acquisition of 1,830 acres adjacent to Princess Point Wildlife Area in Jefferson County. The addition nearly doubles the size of the state property, located about 3 miles northeast of Whitewater. The property will initially be closed to the public to allow for the completion of several wetland restoration projects, which could begin yet this year. The DNR will also add infrastructure, signage, and parking lots for the public to safely access the property. The DNR hopes to have that wrapped up by early 2025. The DNR expects that once open to the public, the new wildlife area will provide excellent waterfowl hunting, paddling, and bird watching opportunities. Princess Point Wildlife Area is between Madison and Milwaukee, putting around 4 million Badger State residents within an hour's drive of the property. For more details, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Princess Point Wildlife Area. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at outdoornews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool, and the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter to you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. Soon come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. Think about the mama, she's the same. What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up for your face.
I sing a different song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this is a song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey! Then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it, really.
.22, a day late, an hour short, Reality Radio, usually on Wednesday, but we'll do it here on Thursday because we were off yesterday. And we got a lot to get to this morning. We got meteorologist Carl Klopotic back from a two-week little vacation. We'll talk about that with him at about 8:30. We've got our coaches. I know Coach Morgan's going to join us. Not 100% sure about Coach Precor. And we're going to talk with Kyle Cronin, our district administrator. He's at a conference, normally joins us at 7:45. He's going to call us sometime between 9 and 10. And we'll do a little shopping show, and Ileana will join us, Phillip Sr., to talk a little logger stuff. A lot going on here. We've got a brand new voice. You've heard him a little bit here and there on 98Q, but we're going to officially introduce him. And his name is Mr. Gray Gunderson. Gray, how are you?
Doing well. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome to the 98Q staff.
Thank you.
And give us a little history about yourself. Give me a history about your name, first of all. It's a very unique name, first name of Gray. Is there a family history? Is there? Do you know what the history is?
There's not. There's a movie and a book history to that.
Okay.
I've got what I would call very normal parents, but they named my brother Thor after the character from The Hobbit, and I'm named after a character from The Pelican Brief, to anybody who's familiar.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah. Investigator does what the cops aren't doing because they're lazy, and that investigator's name is Gray Grantham.
Oh, cool.
Mom liked it enough, so here I am.
Very cool. All right, so give us a little history and what brings you to our humble staff here at 98Q.
Well, actually, grew up in Park Falls. I'm from the area in general. Ran away for a little while and lived in Eau Claire and figured a few things out about life and brought it back to Park Falls.
If you could let me know about those things you figured out, I'd appreciate it.
Well, they're worth money, so we'll cover that later.
Okay.
But I was actually working here in town at some great local companies, and I got a call from Big G here at 98Q and offered me the opportunity I've been waiting for a long time, which is to work in radio in general.
Yeah. All right. So you are a graduate of Park Falls High School?
Or? Yes. Yeah. One of the few Shawamigan graduating classes.
Oh, Shawamigan. So what year was that then?
2012.
That was one of the first ones?
That would have been, I think, the second or third Screaming Eagle class.
Screaming Eagle class. So you were involved with that emotional transition from the Cardinals to the Screaming Eagles.
Huh? Yep, I was a Cardinal freshman, and then no more.
Fantastic. So you're going to be hearing Gray. You've already heard him. Now, I've got a great story about my first day in radio. It involves the electricity going out, basement of the bank, dark. It was not a good first day of radio. Gray has had a story, I think, that will top that. Because I, of course, was gone Monday and Tuesday, and anytime I leave, I'm pretty sure that our area funeral homes just decide, let's throw a bunch of obituaries at the radio station and see if they can handle it. We had 6 funeral notices come in 3 days, and Gray, your first on-air stint was?
An obituary.
And reading an obituary. It's only going to get better from here. If you can handle that, you can handle anything.
So. I'll never forget it, that's for sure.
You did a great job. So you did a great job. So you have a passion for, you've always kind of had a passion for radio or performing kind of like that? Or
yes, a little bit lacking a direction in how to get there and needing to cover other needs. In the meantime, I've never worked in a radio industry job whatsoever. So this is going to be the first step into what I've been wanting to do for a while now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's good to have, see, I'm getting old, so it's good to have, We got Austin around, who's younger, obviously, than you. It's good to have some younger blood around here. You'll be hearing Gray on the air with commercials, and maybe eventually when I'm gone and you and Austin can take over and just run with it, and we'll see what happens with that. So
for now it's just day four. I'm focused on that.
we'll worry about that. Still getting over the obituary thing. Still getting over that. Well, fantastic. Well, welcome to the staff, and we're gonna throw you on the air with Big G a little later in the 9 o'clock hour, and talk a little shopping show stuff. Okay.
Excellent.
All right, Gray. Good to have you here.
Thank you,
Gray Gunderson, brand new to 98Q. You'll be hearing him on the air and various other aspects of our station here. A lot changing here at 98Q. We'll talk more about some of that in just a little bit. We're going to chat with Carl Klopotic about the weather, some outdoor stuff next. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield invites you to their annual Oktoberfest buffet. Feature authentic German dishes like sauerbraten, frikadellen, Bavarian pork roast, beer braised bratwurst, hunter chicken stew, spritzel, German potato salad, and more. All for $25. Of course, there will be German beer and specialty German desserts. So darn your lederhosen for the annual Oktoberfest buffet Saturday, September 23rd at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Taking reservations now at 715-762-4447, and seating is limited.
All right, let's talk a little outdoors. We have meteorologist Carl Klopotic, fresh off a couple of weeks off and doing all kinds of fun stuff, we hope. Carl, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I'm good. You picked a good time to take off. I was off for 3 days, too. My wife and I were celebrating a quarter of a century together. How about that?
Nice. Well, congratulations. Well, that's great.
Thank you. So any big adventures in your couple weeks off, or just relaxing? What'd you do?
No, I don't think I did much at all. Just kind of tidied up things around the home and got a few things done in the garage, outside, wrapped up the garden, you know, that kind of stuff.
Thought you might have been up bear hunting or something like that.
A tag this year, so a permit. So, no, I didn't bear hunt. My sons and son-in-law went elk hunting in Montana. I don't know if you recall that outdoor reporter did the other day.
Yeah.
They had success. They got a nice 5x6 beautiful bull with the bow, one shot.
It seems like the success rate is fairly decent when people go out west. People go out west hunting, and they usually get her done, don't they?
This is their third year, and this is their first time they actually got a bull, and so they had two tries. Now, they did not hire a guide. They just went out there on their own 2 years ago, and they liked the area they were at. You know, sometimes just attracting the bulls to their location was difficult. Very difficult hiking, and through some pretty rough and rocky terrain, and they would, you know, move out 4 or 5 miles from their camp, and that's kind of where they had to drag the meat back from that distance, and it was two days worth of loading that hundreds of pounds of meat back to the campsite. So it was a lot of work, a lot of effort.
Yeah, hauling. My father-in-law, who's passed away years ago, told us stories of dragging those things. Sometimes you get one and you're like, how far are we out?
Yeah,
just like,
no
wow,
kidding.
it's a workout. And you're not going to like go back and like get somebody. You're going to kind of do what you got to do with the people you got there. So
yeah, you have to do it because you don't want the meat to spoil. And of course, you've got meat out there. You don't want the grizzlies to be attracted too soon to that. So you've got to be super careful. And they were. And wouldn't you know it, on the way out, before their second load was done and they were just about to their truck, a fella came by with a horse and two pack mules, and he said, oh, had I known, I could have helped you.
Daily dollar short. I think you spent your 2 weeks off just figuring out exactly what the autumnal equinox is, because you had an explanation this morning with words that even Wheel of Fortune, the best Wheel of Fortune contestants, would never have figured out. There's a lot of, and basically, it's just winter's coming, right? That's what autumn is, right? Winter's coming.
Well, yeah. I mean, the northern hemisphere cools down because the sun angle gets lower. And, of course, if you think of the atmosphere above the Earth as a layer, and then you've got the sun angle lower, it goes and penetrates through so much more layer of atmosphere to get here. That's why we get cooler during the fall season and in the winter, because of that low sun angle, not just because of the intense, you know, the intensity is down somewhat, but it's because it has to penetrate so much water vapor to get to us. That's why it loses so much intensity.
But I think you said the warmth is still there, obviously, but it seems like fall days like this, like my wife and I were over in the eastern part of the state, and it was like 70, 75 in the shade. In the shade, you're almost like, boy, it's cool. As soon as you got in that sun, you're like, oh, my God. It's not. So, I mean, when that sun does make it through, you get some warm fall days like today.
Like today. And, of course, a lot of it has to do with the fact that there just is some warm air floating around. And we've had southerly air flow throughout the week. It's not been strong, but it's just been from that direction on a daily basis. And so it just gradually is pumping up warmer and more moist air from the Gulf of Mexico area. Still not generating any rain for us. It's been down to our south, and we'll see what happens this upcoming weekend. It looks like rain's going to be pretty significant to our west. How much of that affects us this weekend is still questionable, trending towards maybe a drier weekend on the weather map. So we'll see. If there's any rain in Wisconsin, it would be in the northwestern quarter of the state this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday, there are chances. Wouldn't be surprised, Joel, if come tomorrow on Saturday, everybody's backing off on the rain big time. We'll see.
Yeah, I think we're at the point we still need a little bit, don't we? I think rain amounts I saw on the local TV channel, I think, are down for pretty much most of northern Wisconsin for the last couple of months, so I think we still need some, don't we?
Yeah, moisture would certainly be welcome. That's not a bad thing at this point. Water levels on our streams and lakes are good, but down generally somewhat. And the Mississippi is down further downstream, of course. They're having some issues with getting the barges through. So, yeah, rain would be welcome, no doubt about it. And, you know, the fall colors are coming on. It's probably best to not have too much rain during the fall season. When the colors are coming on, I think you'll have better coloration. Plus, not as many leaves get knocked off quickly. But nice to see that fall color starting to come on, that's for sure.
Yeah, we had a three-hour-plus drive, pretty much all of it through in and out of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, headed from Park Falls all the way east over to Marinette and into Menominee, Michigan. And the colors are, yeah, they're starting to get there a little bit. Little yellows, little reds, not totally vibrant yet, but no. It's getting there.
Well, it's still a touch early, so give it another week or two. It'll be even better yet. So I'm sure with the Oktoberfest celebrations coming on and the fall colors, we'll have more visitors for the upcoming weekends here. So, yeah, something to really look forward to. Less bugs. That's been noticeable for a few weeks now already, too.
Yeah, what a beautiful part of the state, that northeast corner up there, that Marinette, Menominee, Lake, the Big Michi, we call it, Lake Michigan up there. It's just, it's really cool that, I don't know if you've been up there to that Marinette, Menominee area, but it's really cool because it's very, you have everything you need there, you know, all the restaurants and all that stuff. But 2 miles out of town, all of a sudden you're like, oh boy, I'm kind of all alone out here.
Yeah,
It gets outdoorsy real quick, but it's a really cool part of the state. I understand why people enjoy living and visiting up there.
Did you get a sense of the rivalry between Marinette and Menominee?
I did not sense any rivalries, no.
Oh, because that's a big-time rivalry in terms of, like, the high school football season?
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
Big time, yeah. That gets to be intense over there. That's a pretty unique area.
Yeah, a lot of history there. The main street of Marinette right along Lake Michigan, just a historic area. It amazed me, too, as populous as it is, there's like 11,000 people in Marinette. Everybody I talked to, every business we went into, they're just like, we're short of employees. The lobbies are closed. People are looking for people to work, and they can't keep their lobby, they can't keep their restaurants open because they just don't have enough people to work up there. It seemed even worse there than other places.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, and they've got the river right through town, too. That's, you know,
yeah.
So if you don't want to be on the big water, you can go fish the river. What is it, the Menominee River, I think it is?
I think so, yeah. Then we crossed over the Peshtigo a little bit later, I think, on the way over. So, yeah, just a beautiful drive, and it's only 3 hours from Park Falls. It's really not that far away. So, yeah, beautiful fall drive. So, all right, Carl, well, we're looking forward to a couple of warm days here, but the weekend shaping up to be pretty good temperature-wise from what I saw.
Yeah, I think we'll cool down a little bit, so by Sunday we'll probably struggle to climb past 70, but the nights aren't getting that cold because of the moisture in the air, so that's pretty comfortable, and there's still some toss-up on the rain chances this weekend, so, you know, kind of be prepared for some rain, probably won't be heavy, and certainly won't be two straight days of it. We should be able to get some things done.
All right, good to hear from you, Carl. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Take care.
Thank you. Meteorologist Carl Klepotic joins us typically on Wednesdays during Reality Radio, but Thursday, a little late this week. We're going to talk some Shawamigan sports with our AD Darren Patterson. He'll join us in just a moment. It's homecoming week for Shawamigans. We'll get updated on that in just a bit.
That's Mike saying good morning. It's the best he can do right now. Yeah, not a cloud in the sky. What Mike could use is a fresh start. And Irish Spring Body Wash. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset Mike needs. Now he's ready
to go to work.
It's Sunday. Irish Spring. When the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring today.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Birthday wishes. We want to wish happy belated to Mary Desitel, who celebrated a 70th birthday this week on Tuesday. So, Mary, happy birthday to you. And also Joanne Beck. Joanne celebrated on Tuesday also. So, happy birthday to you. You get the whole week because I wasn't here on Tuesday. You get the whole week. If anybody's got a problem with that, you have them call Big G and we'll take care of it. So happy birthday anniversary at this 21st day of September is a big one for you. If you're celebrating, you share it with Ingrid Andress, the country singer, new artist, is 32 today. Maggie Grace, the actress from the Taken series and the Twilight Saga, is 40 today. My wife dragged me into that Twilight Saga a few years back, and I still haven't recovered from the whole vampire thing. Vampires spook me. Nicole Richie. Lionel Richie's adopted daughter, did reality TV for a while, is also an author, a fashion designer, and a singer. She's 42 today for Nicole Richie. Luke Wilson, the actor from Bottle Rocket, Legally Blonde, The Royal Tenenbaums, 52 for Luke Wilson today. Alfonso Ribeiro, the actor. He was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's where he got his start. And then he moved. He was on Silver Spoons also. And then he became a game show host, Catch 21. He was also Funniest Home Videos. And now he's the Dancing with the Stars guy, right? Still, I believe. Just something about him. He's just very charismatic. Alfonso Ribeiro is 52 today. Anne Burrell, the Food Network TV chef, is 54 today. Ricky Lake, She had a big, very popular TV show back in, what, 90s, I would say? The Ricky Lake Show. And she's done others since. At 55 today. Country singer Faith Hill. She's married, of course, to Tim McGraw, and they have been married for quite a while. 56 for Faith Hill today. Cheryl Hines, the actress from Waitress, RV, TV's Curb Your Enthusiasm, is 58. Darva Conger, she married multimillionaire Rick Rockwell after being selected by him on Who Wants to Be or Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire, only to get it annulled less than 2 months later. Darva Conger is 58 today. Cecil Fielder, former Major League Baseball player, the father of Prince, who was a Brewer, of course. 60 today for Cecil Fielder. In his prime, he was something else. He was kind of like Prince, his son. He could run pretty good. He could hit. But physically, the career didn't last too long. Rob Morrow, the actor from TV's Northern Exposure, is 61 today. A lot of celebrity birthdays. Nancy Travis from Three Men and a Baby and others is 62 today. Ethan Coen, the producer, director, screenwriter, shares 4 Oscars out of 11 with his older brother, Joel. Ethan Coen is 66 today. David Collier, the actor, is 72. Bill Murray, Second City TV, Saturday Night Live, Caddyshack. You can go on and on. He's got quite a resume. Some of them, not so good. Other ones, memorable, to say the least. Groundhog Day, Ghostbusters, Meatballs. You can go on and on. Comic legend, I feel comfortable saying that. Bill Murray is 73. The 7'2" NBA player, one of the first few 7-footers in the NBA, Artis Gilmore, played in the NBA and the ABA. He holds the NBA record still for career field goal percentage. And nobody could guard him. He just kind of laid it in. 74 for Artis Gilmore today. Stephen King, the author of such bestsellers as Carrie, Salem's Lot, The Shining, Firestarter, Cujo, go on and on and on. 76 for Stephen King today. Don Felder is 76 today, the guitarist. He joined the Eagles in 1974 and stayed there for 27 years. He now fronts his own band, the Eagles. Don Felder, one of the lesser-known Eagles. Dickie Lee, he got his start with Sun Records. Him and his Memphis buddy Elvis Presley. During the 60s, he hit the top 20 with Patches and many others. So Dickie Lee is celebrating an 87th birthday today. Henry Gibson, the actor, best known from TV's Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, born on this day, 1935, passed in 2000. And Larry Hagman, who shot J.R., I Dream of Jeannie. He passed away back in 2012. Larry Hagman, born on this day in 1931. We do the birthdays each weekday morning when I'm here anyway at 8:30. Give away that cake Friday morning at 8:30, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. Let's get you updated on everything Shawamigan now. Mr. Darren Patterson, Shawamigan AD, joins us. Morning, Darren.
Morning, Joel. And it is not my birthday today.
It is not your birthday. All right. Well noted. All right. Yeah. Well, you're busy enough with homecoming week. Always exciting week. All the teachers, administrators sleep well when homecoming is done, but it's a fun week, isn't it?
Yeah, funny you mentioned that. I was talking to Mr. Oswald, our high school principal, this morning, and he's enjoying the homecoming festivities, but it's like in his mind he has a little checkbox, and as each day kind of goes by, or like last night we had the bonfire, it's like it was good, the kids had fun, but you kind of check it off, and then you're on to the next activity that we have planned. So it's been a fun week here. The kids are really celebrating everything that is Shawamigan. So it's kind of a fun-filled, school spirit week, obviously. But certainly a lot to be proud of and a lot to look forward to. And, we sort of, you know, we cap it off with the football game on Friday. So it's been a good week here.
Sounds like we had a good crowd down there Tuesday when we had Phillips in town playing a little volleyball.
We did. Yep. And, you know, Joel, that's always a fun rivalry with Phillips. And obviously we know Phillips is a little bit stronger with their volleyball program, obviously, right now. And we knew we would have our hands full with them. But we were able to compete with them on some levels during the game. But a tip of the cap to Phillips. Coach Hogan really has them in a good place. Phillips volleyball has been pretty stable and pretty excellent for some time now. So they certainly do a lot of the things that we'd like to do here, but we feel like we're slowly trending in the right direction, and hopefully at some point in time we can have something similar to what they have.
All right, next match for volleyball, what do we have coming up there, Darren?
Well, we're going to send our JV2 kids to Lakeland today, so our younger kids are going to get some competition, and they start that at 5. But speaking of Phillips, the varsity squad is going to travel to Phillips on Saturday for an invite. So there'll be a handful of teams there, and it starts at 9 o'clock with matches, and hopefully we can pick up a win or two there at Phillips for their tournament.
All right. Cross country. I know they're going to be on the road this week. Give us a recap of some recent activity with them, if you could.
Yeah. Last Friday they had what was called Run Under the Lights. Which is a fun experience for cross-country kids. You know, they typically don't get a lot of fanfare for their events, and, you know, it's not like there's bleachers sitting out there to watch them. So it's kind of a neat experience for them because they kind of get a flair of, you know, what the football team gets with Friday Night Lights. So Stratford hosted, and they light lights up around the course, and the kids get to run under the lights. And it was a neat experience, and not only was it a fun experience, the kids really delivered some pretty good performances. I believe our girls team overall took 3rd, and our boys team took 5th in the meet. I don't have the exact number of schools that were there, but we were certainly there in that upper echelon of teams. And on the girls' side in particular, they're really kind of coming together from a team standpoint, and the boys are just coming along. So that was a good experience for them last Friday at Marshfield, being hosted by Stratford. And now the kids, they're kind of into it right now. We talked about homecoming, but today they travel to Spencer. We'll give them tomorrow off with the football game and homecoming, all that. And then Saturday they're traveling to Rochholt to compete in a pretty big meet there too. So Thursday and Saturday meets, 2 meets in 3 days. So my guess is Saturday when they come home for their meet, their legs are going to be feeling it, but they'll be okay. They're young people.
So as the athletic director, do you send a notice when your cross-country team travels somewhere to plan on rewriting the record time for that meet because you're going to be putting Autumn Mikulski's name in there? It seems to be a pattern everywhere she goes.
It is a pattern. She's an animal, Joel. I hope we all really appreciate what we have there with her too. She's kind of an athlete that comes around every once in a great while. She's that good. We're just not talking Division III. We're talking Division II-1. She is one of the premier runners in all the state of Wisconsin. She's just that good. But yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I have to call Rochford or Spencer and put them on notice. I think they know she's coming.
Yeah, like you said, she's not just one of the top runners in the small school division. She's got some of the best times in the entire state, anybody or girls running in the state.
Yeah, and I had saw something, too, that she was ranked 14th nationally or something like that. And to just put that in perspective, you know, think about it if we had, the number 14th ranked football prospect in the nation right now. I mean, it would just be crazy to have someone like that, or the 14th ranked prospect in all the land for basketball, you know, those marquee sports. So to kind of put it into perspective, you know, she's nailing it here in Wisconsin, but she's a national name, to be honest with you. And that's why I'm like, we really need to celebrate and be thankful that we have someone like that here. She is that good.
Yep. All right, football. We had the Phillips and Shawamigan rivalry on Friday night down in Phillips, and we had the Axe or the Eagle. I'm not sure what that is, but Phillips came out on the winning end. But it's not like the Shawamigan Butternut Co-op Mercer Co-op team gave them a good battle, especially in that second half. Did not did not give up, kept battling, right?
Yeah. We play for the Eagles, and it was established. I don't know if they'll like it being called the Eagles because we're the Eagles now, but I've never had that conversation with anyone from Phillips. But when the award came in, it was kind of cool. And, you know, Axe, you're thinking of Minnesota, Wisconsin. It's the same thing. It's a it's a traveling trophy, and the winning team gets to keep it, and they carve, or they don't carve, but they paint in the score from each year since we started it. And I want to say it started around 2004, 2005, somewhere in there. We haven't had in a while because Phillips has been really good and have kind of taken it to us in recent years. But it's a cool trophy. Yes, Phillips gets to retain it. They did beat us 50-20. We did play much better in the second half, but very impressed with Phillips too. They certainly have a lot of speed, and Steve Precourse certainly has a good solid program. You know, they're just on solid footing, but there were some signs there that we can get ourselves kind of turned around. And even in the first half, I know Phillips pulled ahead of us at the end of the first half, but we had sustained two or three lengthy drives in the first half too, and then had kind of killed ourselves with turnovers or, you know, untimely penalties and when we were moving the football deep into their territory. So, you know, if we clean up a few things like that, the first half might be a little bit closer than what the score indicated at the half. But like you said, we at least made a game of it a little bit in the second half, which is nice to see that the kids didn't give up and they kept playing to the end. Right. So we'll build off of the second half against Phillips, and we'll try our very best to play a competitive game with Washburn tomorrow night, and hopefully we can compete and get a win. Win tomorrow night against Washburn. I don't think Washburn has played as many games this year. I was told they're 1-1 on the year, so this will only be their third game of the year.
All right, and you got the band and the whole thing, so homecoming is always a special night, a fun, festive night.
It sure is, and we're going to extend halftime by a few minutes, so it'll be a 20-minute half, and I know there's, I believe, a Disney theme. The band's going to play some Disney theme songs, and people always enjoy that. And one thing I've always noticed since I returned back home to work in our school, we always do homecoming pretty good here. And the band is certainly a big ingredient of our halftime thing. And hopefully after the band is done performing, people stick around for the second half and watch us play a competitive game with Washburn too. So that's the goal.
All right. Very good, Darren. Well, thank you for taking time to update us. Check out the schedule, csdk12.net. Homecoming week here for Shawamigan. We'll hopefully hook up with you and talk again next week, Darren.
All right. Have a good weekend, Joel.
Thank you, Darren Patterson. He's the high school athletic director for the Shawamigan School. Homecoming week. Home game tomorrow night against Washburn. The band is always worth to go down and check that out. Several things to mention. A lot of these we'll get to in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll be doing some shopping show. We'll talk with some of our coaches, Coach Morgan, Coach Precourse. But the next distribution for Ruby's Pantry is coming up on Saturday at the Butternut School from 11 to 12:30 at the corner of Wisconsin Avenue and 4th Street. You just line up there. You'll get a share number, give them $25 in cash, and you're going to get a lot of food, probably 50, 60 pounds of food, 65 now they're saying. So everyone welcome. There's no income guidelines. It's just a public service for folks, and they have a good, I saw the list of some of the stuff that they have this week. Pretty good, darn good. So that's Saturday at the Butternut School. I want to say a special thank you to Cookie Wallner. The Kabariks were were a cake winner last week, and she dropped off I guess the cake tax, right, is what she dropped. She dropped off some cake. So that'll be some anniversary cake, I think, for my wife and I. And I might share it with people here. We'll see. So, Cookie, thank you so much. We appreciate you thinking of us.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Have you seen the cost of eggs lately? With these prices, we'd barely be scraping by if it weren't for Dave.
It's the banking app that advances us up to $500 instantly. There's no interest, late fees, or credit checks. No joke. You can get extra cash for anything your family needs. Download the Dave app now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-469-4689. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-469-4689 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-469-4689 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-469-4689.
All right, before we talk with Coach Morgan, Ileana Winter is going to join us for a logger update. Ileana, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You are a busy, busy lady with volleyball, for sure. Everything else. You had a field trip and all that stuff, so thanks for taking time to join us here. We appreciate it.
For sure.
All right, let's get us updated leading up to a big homecoming week for Phillips next week. Update us on what's happening here.
Sounds good. I'll start with our high school sports updates. Volleyball. So for Tuesday night, the JV and varsity played at Park Falls against the Eagles, and both JV and varsity won in three sets. This Saturday, varsity will be having their home tournament starting at 9 a.m., and we'll be playing multiple schools such as Florence, Prentice, and a couple others. Senior night will also be next Tuesday against Abbotsford with the varsity game at 7 p.m.
All right.
For football, last Friday night, the Loggers played a great game and beat the Screaming Eagles for the Battle of Price County, and the Eagle gets to stay here at Phillips. Their next game is tomorrow at Mellon, starting at 7 p.m.
Okay. Now, is that a 7 or a 4? I think that's a 4:30 start.
Is it a 4? Okay, it might be a 4, because yeah. I know the website said 7, but I think it might be a 4 o'clock.
They don't have any lights in Mellon, so I think they got to start early there, so that's a 4.
Okay, that sounds right then.
Yeah. You could play at 7, it'd be really interesting.
Right. For tennis, they went to Rhinelander today for their Marawood Conference meet, and they started at 9 a.m. For cross country, their team had a successful meet last Friday night at the Nightfall Classic.